talk too much, and we are Vocal Profiling Live. I'm Sherry Edwards, one of your hosts, along with
Richard Olson,
who has been suggested that since we couldn't get the music keyed up, that he could sing.
That's me. I've known for crooning. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't know that you could sing.
Me either.
We are going to be broadcasting this on Blog Talk Radio, and we are simultaneously broadcasting on WebEx so people can watch the show. The show is brought to you by SoundHealthOptions.com. For those of you watching us, you can look at our website or just go there and follow along with us. Also from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. And we share this time, Tuesday evening from 6 to 7, with another show called Happy Hour. And on that show, we ask for volunteers, and they can give us a sample of their voice right on the air. Everybody can watch as we do it. And we look at their voice in terms of some kind of issue. Last week, we did something called Fat is Your Friend, and really how fat can help the body, I can't think of the word, not store itself, but when poisons come in, fat surrounds it and then stores it till your body has time to do something with it. Also that we played a video of a doctor, and it's Dr. Peter Attia, I think. If you want to listen to that, that's an incredible TED Talk. And from that, we have changed our downloads, our bonus download to, well, it's not changed on my site here. We changed it to insulin resistance because so many of you wanted to know more about fat and what was going on with it. There it is. I just needed to refresh my site. So that's going to be available to the public as soon as we get the thing up and running. Everything is sitting there. We just can't get some of the videos and things to work. So by morning, we hope that that's up and running. So on that site, we actually do people's voices. On this one, we're going to show you how to do people's voices. And we want to do hot topics, people in the news, things that bring you truth, show you how we can interpret what is going on. So we're going to be using two types of programs tonight. One, Nano Voice, and you'll get to see Charlie Chaplin's voice evaluated for that. And you can see how we take information from the internet and then go look at it for truth. And I decided to do one that was an actor first today, just so you could monitor this, download these programs, and use them for your own. The real gist of the program is predicting congressional Alzheimer's, and or verifying it, either way you want to put it. And we're going to do two Democrats and two Republicans. So let's start. And Richard, unless you have something you want to announce.
I could get on my soapbox about something, but I think I'll just go with. No, thank you.
Go with the flow. Okay. So we're going to be listening to Charlie Chaplin talk, and he is dressed as Hitler. Now, there was some controversy about Charlie Chaplin being on being a traitor. So this is something that he was doing dressed as Hitler with the little mustache. If you want to follow along with it, I will put this information in the chat, and we'll also put it on the Blog Talk website for people to go back and look at it. So this is only a few minutes long, and I was not able to use all of it because some of it brings in music. But as this is playing, I will bring in his vocal print so you can see it and see what is going on.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind.
Okay, I did not record any of it from this point forward because it had music. I only recorded the first part of it, but you guys can go ahead and see how this is done by using a recording, and you can use the Nano Voice that's online. Download it from soundhealthoptions.com. There's downloads and
we think too much, feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness, gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness of men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regulate your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate, only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke, it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
An incredible message. But more than that, Charlie Chaplin has one. Now, why did that do that? Has one of the most fulfilled voices I have ever seen. And when I first did his voice, I did it without the music. I'm going to save this and then try to open it again so you can see it without all these streaks on it. And I don't know why we've got the streaks going on here. Well, that cleared up some of it. Let's see if it will open it again. There. Okay, one of the things we want with Nano Voice when we're looking to see how fulfilled someone's voice is, which means they're more balanced, we want to look at each note, C, C sharp, D, and so forth. Now, maybe Charlie Chaplin knew this on some level. in 1940, that's when he did the speech. But if you listen to it without the music, it looks like this. Everything is very full looking, and I will publish this on the Blog Talk Radio. But what is missing is F sharp and G. That music filled in those notes. Now, did he know that? Did he know that that was missing from his voice? And with by filling in with music, he would become very believable? Because that is the issue that happens when you have all the notes all the way across in almost equal distribution, all connected to one another. You become a very open person, open to the people you're telling it all, and you've got connections. Now, let's look at his the one below, and this is without the music. There's not one note here that is not connected. We're looking at a bunch of squares and numbers in them. This is how many times the note appeared. And if you want to look at truthfulness and value to self and whether or not this person is sharing all there is with you, all of these notes must connect in some way or another. And they do. We can jump from box to box to box and move all over his chart. When we look at it with the music, it is completely full of intellectual yellow columns interspersed with some spontaneity. Very little emotion, but the emotion is about ego and self and leadership and trust and honor and worthiness. Now, when I looked at it without the music, there was a lot more intellect. For those of you who want more information about what we're talking about, there is a two-hour course, totally free, waiting for you on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. And you go to downloads and nano voice. In there, it'll tell you that the notes from C to F are left brain and from F sharp to B are right brain. When you look at Charlie Chaplin's speech with the music, it is very much balanced. He has more A sharp, which is spirituality, more E words, and more D, I want to help others. But when you look at it without the music, you can see that Charlie Chaplin is a very intellectual person. His words are emotional. He wants to be helping others. Very little of it is spontaneity, the red. Where that comes in is the note of B, and that's humanity. Charlie Chaplin would be a good CEO. He has a love of people to the point of if he can help them. If he can't help you any longer, then he kind of loses interest. But in just comparing these two charts, we can see a complete person. Now I'm going to share with you Ronald Reagan's voice, because he had Alzheimer's. And I don't see his voice here. I do have it on an article. Ronald Reagan's voice, it is even more filled than Charlie Chaplin. I didn't expect that. If we look at any of the notes all the way across C, C sharp, all the way through, every note is full and almost perfectly balanced. There's a lot of green here, so he wanted everything to be useful. Is there high ego? Yes, the note of C. And there is a chart that you can download on that nanovoice.org that will help you interpret each of these notes. We put this out there because we think you have a right to know, and we're going to show you how to have that right to know in just a few seconds here. Well, minutes, really. So even though in the beginning I thought Ronald Reagan, okay, he's an actor, maybe he was just acting the part. He was a great character actor, if that was the case. Because as you look at his voice, and I'll play a little bit of the part that I took it from. And this was done in 1964, I believe.
Norman Thomas, 6 times candidate for president on the Socialist Party ticket, said the American people would never vote for socialism. But he said under the name of liberalism, the American people will adopt every fragment of the socialist program. There are many ways in which our government has invaded the precincts of private citizens, the method of earning a living. Our government is in business to the extent of owning more than 19,000 businesses covering 47 different lines of activity. This amounts to a fifth of the total industrial capacity of the United States. But at the moment, I'd like to talk about another way, because this threat is with us and at the moment is more imminent. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it. Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it. We had an example of this under the Truman administration. It was proposed that we have a compulsory health insurance program for all people in the United States, and of course, the American people unhesitatingly rejected this. So, with the American people on...
Can you hear the fullness, the richness in his voice? No wonder he played the role of a good president, a good leader, because his voice was that part. Just like Archie Bunker, his voice, when you look at it, Carol O'Connor, who played the part, he ends up having a voice print with holes in it. I wanted to say holy, but that didn't sound right. And that means that there's a lot in his voice that isn't balanced. So one of the things that I wanted to look at, since we know that Reagan went ahead to develop Alzheimer's, what could we look at by way of our software? Could we see in Reagan's voice in 1964 that he was going to develop Alzheimer's in the 90s? And sure enough, we could. For those of you listening, we are looking at, and I will put this in the article also, we are looking at Ronald Reagan's voice using a different kind of computer program. It's a computer program that we take a vocal print, just using a program called Audacity, and they talk into this, blah, 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 and we analyze it in terms of the frequencies. You can lie with your words that you put together, but you cannot lie with the frequencies in your voice. So we look at that vocal print using another program called Abacus, go in and grab a WAV file, and I think the WAV file that we have here, I think it's on my hard drive. Yes. Well, that's not coming up like it ought to. I ask it to open Reagan's WAV file, and it opens something totally different. PQR. Well, it's not going to open Reagan's WAV file. I'll just open Pelosi's so you can look at that, because we're also going to look at her voice this evening. So you can see what kind of WAV file we're using. When we used the nano voice, we were only looking at the vocal range. This looks at 0 to 1,000 cycles per second. the blue part here that you're looking at on this gray grid, that's from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, takes the voice, tears it apart, and arranges it from the lowest to the highest frequency of notes. Then we ask the computer to pull points, and it tells us what it thinks is significant by putting a little red circle around the frequencies that it wants us to look at, and it makes a list of those frequencies. And what we've done here is look at Reagan's frequencies, and this is just a program called Gen Pro that we teach people how to use this program every month, and we've got his information in here. And we just ask the computer to make us different reports that we'd like, genes or proteins or vitamins or whatever. So I ask it to make me information, report on information about what was going on. And I think I just shut down Gen Pro. That's hard to believe. I just did that. Give me a second here. Let me open this back up. You can see it in action.
Opening that, while you're opening that back up, if I can add just an interesting point of interesting observation to me, is that I find it interesting that their voices are both so developed and that they both came from a similar era in film where they would have actually had a lot of vocal training. Is it possible for that to extend their range because they actually had training? I mean, I know you can't lie and alter that part, but in terms of their dynamic range, could have that been affected by training to be actors?
It could have been. I don't know if they had sophisticated enough equipment back then to be able to look at it. I know when Clinton was running and a couple of other people were running, I was asked to look at their voice and see what was gone. One of them was Jackson, and he had certain frequencies gone from his voice, and they would use a soundboard to pump his voice and fill that in. The same with Clinton. He had the note of D missing, which is why you met him on the street, and he felt like he needed a mommy, and that's why women went for him a lot. But they can now artificially do that. They do it with music all the time. Somebody's flat on a note or something, and they can use a soundboard to make that sound perfect. So did they have it in the 40s, 50s? I don't know. I wish I did.
But it could be possible, if I were to hypothetically throw the idea that there could be somebody who was acoustically sensitive who was around them who could hear that and say, I need more of this, I need more of that. And it's people who are really trained vocal professionals and teachers who really develop people's voices just by hearing, you know, everything in the range. Just a thought.
I think so. I'm going to, I think, do this by category when I hit this report. And see, nope, that did not come up. We can do it by name. There it comes up. Now, this is just using his frequencies from this 1964 speech. Alzheimer's gene, Alzheimer's receptor gene. It was in his voice 30 years. Even a trained voice, it was hidden in there. We could have looked at it. And the kind of Alzheimer's he had dealt with zinc and the inability to use zinc and copper. So I thought, since we could use his voice and absolutely look at information years ahead of time, could we take some information of some of the people in Congress that did some strange things and see if Alzheimer's were in their voice? So the first one I did was Nancy Pelosi, because she said things that I didn't understand. She couldn't do math. She made some strange comments about math, and one of them was that Obama's a stimulus package was going to provide 600 million jobs. Well, there's not that many people in the United States. And then she was saying about how minimum wage went up, and she just was totally, totally inaccurate. And then to say we have to read a bill to see what's in it. Another one she said was unemployment actually creates jobs. Here's Pelosi on unemployment. And one of the things that you notice is C, C sharp, D, empty, D sharp, very high, E, practically empty, F, empty, F sharp, practically empty, G, not many, G sharp, empty, A sharp, and B, empty. Mm-hmm. When you see something like this, you know this person is not telling the story. These things are very literal. She's telling you one thing. She's telling you what D sharp is. And that's where all of her energy is. The graph is green. It's for a useful purpose. This is an absolute machine-driven, machine-written program that says when you punch a few buttons of Nancy Pelosi, you have the ability to use words to persuade the minds of others. If you ever had to lie to see justice done, you would do it, but your sense of justice does not always jive with the law. Using vocal expressions to misdirect a query is easy for you. In my opinion, these statements are not true, not forthcoming, and not believed by the speaker. They should not be believed by the listener. If any of you noticed sort of weird things about Pelosi's speech and how they keep her in there because their excuse is she can raise money. Judy says, I think I saw Ronald Reagan's vocal print above Nancy Pelosi's. On this one, up at the top? Well, let's just do a comparison of Ronald Reagan's vocal print and Nancy Pelosi's vocal print. This is Ronald Reagan's. Very full, very rich, very balanced. And this is Nancy Pelosi talking about unemployment. Is that just a fluke? Are there other things in Pelosi's vocal print? Let's look at her talking about the bailout. It is all red. Number one, all red means it's a reaction. She's talking about the failure of the bailout. If there's some yellow in here, so she's thought about it a bit. But most of it is either a reaction to a question someone asked her, or she wants to elicit a reaction. It's high on both sides and missing in the middle. The middle is the balance between perception and action. Even though she may have the information, she does not have the solution. Again, very literal. Let's look at Nancy Pelosi again. This one is when she was talking about the loss of seats in Congress and how it didn't mean anything. All in one side. Somebody has their mic open. Would you please shut that down? Thank you, thank you. I can't do it from here because I can't see who it is. But her voice, green, useful. She's talking about the loss of seats. She is only open on C to F, left brain, right brain is not here. One of the things that I see missing continuously out of Nancy Pelosi's information is emotion. It's all useful intellect or reactions. In almost none of hers do you see emotions. Go back to Ronald Reagan. Intellect and emotion, yellow and blue, are almost equal. What is most high is green. He shares that with Nancy Pelosi. that there's no balance to what's going on. So these are literal. You can look at any of these people that you would like to look at using these programs. Now, the ones that we have up on the site right now for download, the insulin resistance, radiation exposure, and the nano. We just took down fatigue. We left it up for a month. And then the bonus software about insulin resistance is about fat is your friend. So you'll be able to download that along with a class that will teach you how to use it, along with a Bioacoustic Basics textbook, 72 pages, I think, and along with instructions on the side. You can download the abacus that we just used to make those little red dots and the insulin resistance software. You register the software, you get to keep it, go buy a microphone, and you can set yourself up in business. This is the beginning of setting up a bioacoustic community center everywhere. This particular show is about you being able to use this to see who's telling you the truth. When we began to look at Pelosi, I compared her, and this was a shock to me, I compared her to Obama. Because when I first did Obama's voice, when he first came into office, he had a fuller voice than he has now. Now his voice is very one-sided. He's become more and more like Nancy Pelosi as we go along. But one of the things I was surprised about, now this is in the beginning, so don't take it as the truth now. We may bring this up next week. But look at Bonner. Now, he's from Ohio. His voice is full. I was in shock when I looked at this because I did not think that he was in the same league as Ronald Reagan. Know that today he is not. And I've looked at his voice, and we will bring it back to you. But you can compare people who are alike, who is alike, who would be the best bedfellows, so to speak, who would get along together well. Well, I have put together Alzheimer's information for, this is Reagan's, we're going to start with this. This is just a program that if enough people want it, we will put it up next month. And people can download this and begin to use it. So I have marked that we're going to look at proteins and genomes so we can explore the kind of Alzheimer's that Ronald Reagan had. Now, this is using the 1964 information. So we just click a button, report. And I'm going to pull it over because these are automatic. The nano voice is automatic. 7 clicks of a button and you have a report in front of you. It's nothing that you have to create. With the proteins in Ronald Reagan's voice, you can see the copper metabolism is the issue. He had glutathione, even though we thought this glutathione issue was modern because of GMOs. It has been in here for a while. It was in his chart in the 1960s. There's dopamine correlates with memory function. Neuromandase, high and low, residue of glycoproteins and glycolipids, which cause plaque in the brain. You can look at very low density lipoprotein receptor. It registered very low in his voice, and that's associated with the gene with sporadic Alzheimer's disease. This is the same gene that he shares with Nancy Pelosi. Copper is another issue for Nancy Pelosi. We did many people, but these came out all copper when we looked at them. I don't have hers in here, but I'll try to go get that. Here is Harry Reid in Congress. Now, why would I pick on Harry Reid? One, he's a leader. Two, he's a Democrat, and he worked with Mitch McConnell on a bill that ended up Mitch McConnell filibustered his own bill. Now, if you know what a filibuster is, you get up there and talk about everything and nothing so people can't vote. They don't have time to vote. He did that in his own bill, and he and Harry Reid from different parties decided that even though Mitch McConnell wrote this bill, they were going to kill it. He didn't want to look bad by bringing it back. And this is in the papers. It's all over. Here's Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, amazing filibuster of his own bill. That made me question his thoughts, his logic. Why would he put a bill in and then filibuster it? So I went back and looked at his information to see what was going on. Here's a comparison of Reid and McConnell's vocal prints. Boy, do they ever look alike. Rising up, a little after 100, rising up out of this gray, neutral area, staying high, and then coming down at the end. So different parties, but when they talk, their vocal print is almost identical. And both of them have this copper metabolism issue. We can go look at that. Let's look at Harry Reid. Harry Reid accuses Republicans of this and this and this and this and scandal, and he has said some things in the presidential campaign that didn't make any sense, like somebody put him out in front to start rumors, and he went out there and did it even though there was no evidence that what he was saying was true. So I thought he was kind of sketchy about what's going on. Why won't this let me kill this? I must have something else up here. Well, oh, because it's over here open. So here's Ronald Reagan and what's going on with him. Let's open Mitch McConnell. And we're looking at an Alzheimer's, a bioacoustics Alzheimer's program. We have 71 programs so far that we have developed for the public that we will be sharing if people would like. We do have a professional level class that's going to start on Monday. We are giving away lab equipment with that in hopes of helping people establish a vocal profiling center in their community. So when one of your committee members or whoever runs your city gets up and makes a speech, you can see if they're telling the truth or not. One, and I don't remember the city, but very recently the city council voted to not allow any city workers or anybody in public to smoke, but the city council exempted themselves. We talked about this on one of our Sunday shows. It's just like what the big government's doing, the federal government. They've made these laws and exempted themselves from it. Do we want to know the truth? I've got another video to show you at the end so you can see what kinds of information you want to know. Okay, this is Mitch McConnell's, and we're going to look at proteins and genomes. Now look for that copper information as these reports pop up here. Okay, this is when he was in Congress, and again, I just did these with a couple punches of the button. There's the glutathione that was the same issue as Reagan. Copper transporter, a problem. Neuraminidase, a problem. And he has something called syntaxin, novel binding protein for presolin. the protein didn't give me as much information as the genomes did. And we can look at almost anything in someone's chart. We can even do a blood work on them. But here's these copper chaperone, copper transporter, glutathione peroxidase, all three things in common with Reagan. Is there something in Washington? Lipoproteins was also another one of Reagan's issues. And it is very high and probably unusable in McConnell's chart, may increase the risk of dementia. TGF-beta, increased levels may treat Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's, neural impulse regulation. Alzheimer's. Also melatonin was common here. So Harry Reid and Ronald Reagan, Mitch McConnell and Reagan have very similar profiles. With dealing with copper, now they haven't come up with the zinc yet. That's in Pelosi's chart, the problem with the zinc. So here's Harry Reid, because I thought his behavior was a little strange. If I could have remembered what congressman made the statement about Guam, that they voted against putting a military installation on Guam, a small island, because they didn't want the island to tip over by having a military installation heavy on one side. That was really stated. Any of you out there know who said that? It was Hank Johnson, you're saying, Ann? Let me write that down and we'll bring that back. Now, we'd be able to tell if he was serious or if he was joking. There was one with President Bush, young President Bush, when the reporter sent a shoe his way. And he said, "I'm not a bit afraid of that shoe." And it was a total lie, and you could see it in his voice. So here is Harry Reid's information. Again, we're going to look at genomes and proteins. Amyloids, but they're low, but they're implicated with Alzheimer's. They're there, but they're low. Copper transporter. Glutathione, dopamine receptor. The dopamine was in Reagan's chart. The glutathione was in Reagan's and McConnell's chart. The copper transporter was in all of their charts. The lipoprotein there. It's low in this case and says it prevents Alzheimer's, but it's low. Here's another one, pyruvate dehydrogenase. Alzheimer causes significant decline in. So when you see this, you could think that Harry Reid is in more of a decline than the rest of them when you begin to look at the proteins going on in his voice. And the proteins, you can have DNA. And that's fine, that's your pattern. But it's the proteins that really keep the pattern, monitor the pattern. It's much more important for the proteins to be working well, and they wouldn't be on this chart if they were working well, because we only pick the highs and the lows that are a frequency that's out of range or non-harmonic in the body. So as we begin to look at all of this, let me see if I can pull Nancy Pelosi's GNS file. A Genesis file is where we start, the beginning. Here's the genome, again, for Harry Reid, and here's the copper. All of that is there and much more abundant in his chart than in any other chart. So Harry Reid probably has, bioacoustically speaking, more Alzheimer's issues than all of the people that we have looked at so far. I have to go hunting for Nancy Pelosi's GNS file because it seems to have disappeared off my computer. How do you feel about having someone who is in the throes of Alzheimer's being a leader of your government? Nobody has any response to that? Okay. How about Kerry and the Syrian president? I was going to save that for next week. I was going to ask who would you would like to see at the end. But Kerry and the Syrian president, who's telling the fib? Okay, if you, and George asked this question, if you knew which one was not telling the truth, what would you do about it? What can we do about it as a group when we find this thing, okay? I don't believe you. Get out of my face. What would you do about it? Report it to others. I'm ready to scrap all politicians. Just say no. I think there is an incredible movement underway that shows America is standing up. I think they used to think nobody that I supported that much, nobody that I cared about and gave my vote to would do this to me. But they are absolutely doing it to us. And I love it that these people are saying no and absolutely. And when you see the video at the end, you'll see why. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, George, okay. Those of you who want to see these, send me, and Putin, do Putin's voice. You want Obama thrown in there too? Yep, Obama, Joan wants. So that's what we'll do. Maybe we'll end up doing that this Sunday because I on Blog Talk Radio because I just think it's too timely to wait. Okay, I found Nancy Pelosi's WAVE file. So we can play that WAVE file so you can hear just a little bit of it. And we can look at her vocal print because we're going to go through it from beginning to end.
Doing healthcare reform under reconciliation. This is about doing corrections to the Senate under reconciliation. The bulk of the bill, 75% to 80% of it, is already in the Senate bill. So this is about a small percentage of what is there. And the members are pretty astute. They know these issues very well. We want to pass a health care bill, God, much more health care for all Americans, and especially women who are discriminated in terms of health insurance and pay.
Okay, could you hear the holes in her voice, even with every word? The difference between her voice and Reagan's voice is just absolutely tremendous. So let's take a program. The abacus that's sitting there waiting for you. We bring in that WAVE file and begin to look at it. We ask the computer to pick the points. What does it think is important here? We give it some kind of demographics so that we can go back and find it again on health care. We don't know her date of birth. The computer requires it. It's going to make one up, 12-12-12, gender female, and we're just looking for her, maybe for Alzheimer's. We don't know. So we're going to save this list. We're doing this on the run here. We've got what's called a Genesis file here. Pelosi, P-E-L-O-S-I. And why isn't it showing me this? Did I file it someplace I don't know where I put it? Let's go back, because I must have filed it someplace weird. Pelosi healthcare bills. save. Do we have two? So save as, and we put it in RVIG, and that's why I can't find it. I put it where it ought to go. No. So we have this whole list, and it's not in my GNS files. It is on my hard drive under Reagan and all the things I put together for the show. There's Pelosi on healthcare, and then there's just one that's regular Pelosi. Let's look at both of them. We're going to look at her in terms of proteins and genomes. And we're looking for the copper, the glutathione, transport proteins. There is a copper transporter. There's the neuraminidase. There's the syntaxin. There's the... I wish I can remember what these initials meant, TNF, something factor. Here's part of the copper transport. Now, if you have it on both your proteins and your genes, then that means it's already activated and underway in the problem that it's causing. There's the copper. There's the dopamine, the glutathione, the melatonin, the neuraminidase, the pyruvate dehydrogenase like Reagan had, the very low density receptors like Reagan had. Of all of them, well, we already know it manifested in Reagan. But of these, it looks like Beat is the most influenced, then Pelosi, then McConnell. So this is kind of a, maybe we should do this on every person. Tumor necrosis factor. Thank you, Joan. I like what George says. The TN stands for truth neuropathy, which means they don't have much. If we could look at the vocal prints, and not just one, but look at a series of vocal prints for people who are going to be our leaders, who are already our leaders, we can find out if they are serious. We can find out if they have our best interests at heart. Because right now, we're not being told the truth. Anybody out there think we're being told the truth? Nobody's saying anything. Okay, this was sent to me. This at the, and we're not going to play all of it, but at the end of it, which is about a minute, 30 seconds, where this guy ends, he tells you the plan. And I'm going to look at his voice. We're going to bring it back to you next week, or our first opportunity. I really don't think that we can wait another 2 weeks, because this show only happens every other week. But listen carefully to the plan. And this is a guy from the Pentagon.
I went downstairs. I was leaving the Pentagon, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. He said, I said, well, did they tie Saddam to 9/11? He said, no. He said, but I guess it's, they don't know what to do about terrorism. And so they think that they can attack states, and they want to look strong. And so I guess they think if they take down a state, it will intimidate the terrorists. And, you know, it's like that old saying, he said, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then every problem has to be a nail. Well, I walked out of there pretty upset. And then we attacked Afghanistan. I was pretty happy about that. We should have. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We're still going to attack Iraq. He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, he pulled up a piece of paper off his desk. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, turn it upside down, make it under our control. Far too long now.
What do you think? This has been a long-term plan. And I think one of the reasons that Putin has the advantage over Obama right now is because he has Snowden. And Snowden has released to these other countries what the real agenda of our government is. And Putin is going to release that if Obama and those other cronies don't toe the line. This is absolutely incredible. Well, so what we've learned this evening is we can predict Alzheimer's from somebody's voice at least 20 to 30 years ahead of time, that Pelosi is the best liar of the bunch. I'm going to have to go back and see who was speaking, because I really can't tell from the video or who sent it to me. So, but I love his voice, and I love what he's saying and what he's exposing. I'm going to try to find it without the music. George, if you can help me find this. And for those of you listening, and I'm answering a question in the middle of nowhere, it's from the chat. So people are posting information. So Pelosi is the very best liar. She is the best manipulator of information of anybody that I've seen in a long time. Cheney had this ability to manipulate information. And Colin Powell had the ability to manipulate it, but he also had a very strong foundation. So he must have felt that he's doing this for a good purpose. I didn't pick on one party or the other. I'll try to get some clips from that, Susan. Okay, back to Pelosi being the best manipulator, and McConnell and Reid are being manipulated. You can look at their chart and see that they're not quite all there in what's going to happen if I say this out there. What happened when Reid talked about Romney's income tax and it turned out to be false and gossip, and he couldn't have been on the ball and went out there and said that to the people. I'm going to keep your chat. If you have links, let me know. The other piece of this is let me know what you want to see next time. What truth would you like to know about? And the other part is, what can we do about it? Terry says, the two parties are nothing but an illusion anyway. I was going to take you to my Facebook. Let me quit sharing here. The last piece of this, stop sharing. I'm going to go to my email, because I got an email from a gentleman that just absolutely said it about politicians and local profiling live. It's on my Facebook. So let me see if I can find that very quick. I've had it up here and now it's gone. So my Facebook is Sherry Edwards, and just Facebook. It might be Sherry Edwards of Sound Health. Yes, here it is. Oh, no, that's the blog that I found. That is great. That's not what I want. I should be better prepared, and I hope when you edit this, Richard, you can take this fumbling, bumbling part out of here of what I'm doing about education. This guy's chat. When I first put this up on Facebook, I had this all ready to go, and now I'm just feeling totally embarrassed about where it is and what it was. Vocal Profiling Live, Scandal Behind Gardasil. Here it is. He says, this is from Norm Freedom. Don't most all politicians regularly practice their scripts, lines of professional Alzheimer's, nearly each and every time they make a public statement? Can I have a thumbs down emoticon here? In other words, we've lost our trust. And when you look at some of the things that are posted in the chat, you can see absolutely that we have lost trust in our elected officials. We never thought that they'd let us down. We gave them our vote. We trusted them to take care of us. Danny G says we can test. Oh, okay. You'll have to, we'll have to do Alzheimer's on happy hour maybe next week. But one of the things Richard always says, my quiet co-host for the evening, is follow the money. And when you look at what's happened in Congress, almost all of them have become millionaires in the last few years. So if you want to look at some of these people, send me their vocal print and the link, or go download Nano Voice yourself and whatever other abacus and other things that you want to look at. And the computer program will give you some of the answers. We are doing this giveaway not because we can afford it, but because it has to be done. Because you have a right to know the truth, and we want to bring it to you. Thank you for being here. Richard, any last words?
I'm, you know, stunned by the, you know, maybe not. When we start talking about politics and the, you know, it seems like the parties are dead and it's really just an organization of people that are one giant rubber stamp to approve what corporate America wants.
But we put them there. How can we quit?
I think part of what I was saying in chat earlier was that I think a powerful thing that we can do is when we see, you know, information like this or a vocal print that you do, is that we just keep putting it out there into the social media so as many people become aware of the information and begin to maybe go, oh, really? Maybe they're just lying sacks of fill in your blank of choice.
That's a great suggestion, that people could get the link from Vocal Profiling Live from Blog Talk, or we'll have this link for them shortly so they can watch what's going on. And if everybody here would send it to their people and say, this is a way that we can know the truth. We don't have to take their word for it anymore. That would be a great way. Or if any of you know of radio shows that we can take this to and take it to the public in greater leaps that way, please let me know. If any of you listen to shows that you think this would be good on, let me know. And we'll just talk to you later.
Thanks, everybody. That was air quotes fun.